Welcome back to Your Average Podcast. My name is Ant.
This is Panda.
And we're a podcast that leaves no topic unheard.
You heard?
You heard? Yeah, you heard. So anyway, guys, we're back at it again.
We took a hiatus, but we...
Another one? We just came back from a hiatus.
We took a break.
It was
because of holidays.
It wasn't that bad. It was like 2 weeks.
Because of holidays. It was like 2 weeks. And then Mr. Spoiled Birthday Boy over here. Took a fucking vacation.
Oh, yeah. Went to Colorado. It was amazing. Amazing. Life-changing. If you haven't been to Colorado, you need to go do it. And you need to go snowmobiling because it was awesome. Hella fun. Hella fun. But, yeah, we were... it was a good little refreshment. Little refreshment on the soul and on the body.
Must be nice.
That altitude ain't no joke, though, man. It's totally no joke. But... anyways, enough of the snow. Came back to Texas. It's hot. It's cold. It's windy. It's
hot.
Dusty. It's hot. Did I say hot? Yeah, it's hot. Anyways, but and it's already almost. It's I think, oh shit, it is February. Damn, Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Yeah, if you haven't got your significant other anything ordered yet, you're fucked.
Yeah, because the prices are extremely expensive this year. I think they're trying to make up for all the lost commission, but. Hey, man, everybody got to make some money somehow.
Yes, sir.
So, we're going to do today we're going to do like a little short, little snippet story for you guys today. Well, not really a story, but it's a little topic that was pretty cool. I heard about this a couple years back. And for some of the people who haven't heard about this, is pretty cool. It's called the Dancing Plague. A sickness that overtook France, well, parts of France in 1518, specifically July 1518. So it's pretty cool. It's not cool because people died, but it's pretty interesting about how this whole thing went about and what people were trying to find out what the causes were and how everything was happening. So what happened is a single woman whose name was Fra started to dance in the middle of the street one day, and she kept dancing and dancing for hours on end until finally her body was at exhaustion. And after resting, she got back up again and continued dancing. And then a short while later on, maybe like a day or two later, more people jumped in and started dancing with her. At first, people thought it was just kind of a little spectacle that they were doing like an event or, you know, just in celebration or something. But it got to the point to where people were just kind of passing out, and they couldn't really figure out what was going on with these people. So somewhere down the line, a lot of more people became infected with this dancing.
But it said it was, I think it said it was mostly young women, wasn't it?
Yeah, I see that here. So they kept on dancing and dancing, and then finally some of the people were actually dying because of all the exhaustion and, you know, not receiving, you know, water because they were dancing for days on end. So they weren't having water, they weren't having the nutrients in their body. So the height of it was speculated about 400 people were consumed by this dancing plague, and a number of them died from exertions, like I said. Now a lot of them could not figure out what was going on.
So basically you're telling me they danced to their deaths.
They danced till they die. So that brings a whole new meaning of dance your life away.
The last dance.
It was basically the last dance. Yeah, pretty much just true. And just how fast it actually began, it actually disappeared. Like,
by any chance, just did it say like what was the mortality? Like, was there anything on there, like maybe broken down per day or stuff like that on your end?
Say that one more time.
Like the death toll.
The death toll.
Because on my end, it's. I found that it was about, give or take, 15 people per day.
Mm-hmm.
This dancing plague took. And then, you know, keep in mind, this was in fucking 15... Was it 1564? No, this was in... 1518. Yeah. So, shit, man. I can barely keep my receipts, so...
That was a long time ago, man. 1518. So, a lot of the speculation that went on about why it happened was, obviously, it was in 1518, so a lot of... It wasn't a whole lot of medicine going on, yeah, or anything plus, like that. Diagnostic. Basically, it was a whole bunch of... People were possessed by demonic... spirits. There was demonic spirits going around. There was astrological reasons why it was happening. There was
Mercury was in retrograde.
Yeah. It's your boy. So there really wasn't any cause for like to study what would happen, but a lot of it just kind of pretty much ended up in the whole, well, they were possessed, so they were evil, so they died, they paid for their sins, whatever. Somewhere down the line, or later on, people were also kind of speculating that there was something wrong with the food in that region. There was something wrong with the bread. And at that time, people were really trying to make their merchants who were selling bread at, you know, markets and
mercantile? Town Square Market,
I Town guess? Square, mercantile, something like that. So people were really in competition with people trying to buy their bread. So people were trying to do anything and everything they could to make their bread more appealing to other people.
Oh, so like snake oil salesman kind of.
Pretty much, yeah. So they're saying like, well, buy my bread because it's more fluffier. But, you know, they wouldn't add the right ingredients to make their bread just bread. They would add extra ingredients that could possibly be harmful to, you know, the human body, obviously.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. And actually, that kind of foreshadowing.
Oh, for real?
A little foreshadowing. Damn. There's a little foreshadowing there. So there was a whole competition about this going on, especially with the bread. And people were speculating that, you know what, maybe it was the bread. I don't know. Maybe it was. But like I said, there was a whole bunch of competition with that going on back in the day. And basically, it all came down to money. People were like, I just want more money, so buy my bread. One of the evidence that I did see is... that some of the ingredients that went into these breads also contained an element of what we know today as LSD. And it could possibly mean that these people were, you know, ingesting, you know, pretty good quantities of LSD into their body without even really knowing. And that was pretty much what could have been the cause of the dancing plague, whenever they couldn't stop. They just had to keep a motion going. And so eventually, you know, their heart pretty much just gave out and, you know, they died, you know. And since it's bread, everybody's going to eat bread in that, you know, obviously that region. I mean, you have bread for, you know, breakfast, lunch,
plus
dinner.
Plus, it's not like you're, well, like you said, bread was a main part of
their diet
back then in that time. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're overdosing at that point.
If you were fortunate enough to have bread, I mean, I'm not sure what the
fuck. They had edibles.
They were the first edibles. Oh no, they were the first edible. That pastry edibles. So I'm not sure what the economy was like back in 1518, but I mean, obviously, if you were, you know, able enough to afford bread, I mean, you were doing okay.
You were
for
doing
sale,
all right, yeah.
I guess so. You know, there wasn't a whole
were you
low
doing
carb.
All right? You killed your family.
Oh shit. What?
Are you doing okay?
Shit.
He's trying to get that insurance money.
Oh, man. Especially the baker. I mean, hell, the baker was like, man, I'm just going to take all this money.
You know what this reminds me of? What? Have you seen Sweeney Todd?
Yeah.
The bakery, how she was putting like...
Oh, yeah. How she was getting rid of the evidence. And everything. Man, that's a pretty good little contrast right there. Yeah. And she was getting rid of the evidence by baking the remains of the
meat pies.
Into the meat pies. Yeah. And people were loving the meat pies, man.
Hey, bro. If you go to a cannibal's house and you eat the food without knowing that you're eating people, you're still a cannibal.
You're still a cannibal, yeah. That's true.
Guilty by association.
Yeah, this is a very little plague that happened, and not a lot of people know about it.
Well, it was like remote just to that area, right?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of people really knew about it.
So, on my end, it said that it was from like a mushroom or something like that, or a grain.
It was a grain
that was grown, I guess, in that specific area of what is now France.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, back then everything wasn't like highways and stuff like that to get stuff from town to town. So, you know, it kind of explains how it was remote just to this area.
Right.
Because they were using whatever they had to make their bread. Unfortunately, you know, back then, they didn't know, man. They were just trying to spice up their things, trying to secure the bag.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the, I mean, obviously in the modern times, as we look back at it, there was the cause for it, because there was reports of it written in text that there was cause for hallucinations on it, altered states of consciousness. So obviously, you know, these people who were affected by this were, you know, unaware of where they were at presently. So they could have been thinking they were in like maybe a ballroom somewhere or something like that. And, you know, that's the cause for the dancing. It was a never ending song. I think there was a creepy pod about that called the dancing tent or the dancing carnival, where this guy, this fiddler, came to town one day. And
I don't think I made it that far, because I like to listen to my podcast in order as they were
released. You gotta skip it. You gotta skip around a little bit, man. But so another contrast, you could see that this was another thing that happened. I think this was in maybe the Midwest, or maybe out in the Midwest Coast or something like that. That a fiddler came to town and he played his fiddle, but his fiddle had like some sort of like hallucinogenics on it, to where everyone who was in his tent was affected by this, except for him. And everybody danced and danced and danced until their feet gave out, their legs, you know, and as soon as they were exhausted, other people who were not exhausted kept on dancing and dancing over them, which pretty much led to them being stepped on and neck broken and legs broken and trampled upon, pretty much like that. So that was another one. That was another one of these dancing. There's a lot of dancing, man. This is like, I mean, this is why I don't dance, bro, because shit can happen to me. After a few tequila shots, though, I think I'm pretty much like the best dancer ever. But hey, who knows? And there's a lot of people out there who'd be like, yeah, I'm pretty much already a legend on the dance floor.
Hey, bro, talk to me when you start a conga.
No. That's not for me. So to kind of end it on this, because I mean, like I said, I mean, this is a very short kind of play that happened, and like I said, it was really remote. It was really, you know, in one specific region. There's no real conclusive evidence on what actually was the cause for this. Like I said, we named a couple of them. You know, obviously, you know, people were like, "Oh, it's demonic possession." It was demonic possession, and then there was also the grain that went into the bread, or someone slipped an extra something or something in there and, you know, got everybody high or started hallucinating and everything like that. But it's kind of weird. It's kind of strange, man, how chemicals like that can just influence the body like that. But it happens. And it happens today still.
I'm pretty sure it does. I mean, because there's, even now in the age of technology, there's so many places that don't have it. So who's there to say this isn't going down in a remote area? Because history does tend to repeat itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, I think I even at one point they were trying to convince the dancers to stop, that they, or they were trying to support them in a way that they actually hired full-time musicians to come and play music for them. And in an effort to kind of get them to stop and, you know, take a break or, you know, do something, because this was just a constant thing. They danced for, you know, 24 hours for
so long. They literally danced their legs off.
Yeah, they did. And they, if you got trampled on, you got trampled on. So
weird times.
Weird times back then, man. So that was a dancing play. If you'd like to research that a little bit more, like I said, it's very short and sweet. But it was just something that was pretty curious. And, you know, it's not really well heard of. I mean, obviously, a lot of people have heard about the Black Plague and everything like that. So that's a, you know, major one. And
whoa, it's 2021, brother. We don't see color.
Come on, man. So, I mean, obviously, if you've been living under a rock lately, I mean, everybody knows what the Black Plague was. And pretty much caused from everybody not taking showers and not taking care of their hygiene and everything. That also didn't help that the rats and... What was it?
I think it was in England, wasn't it?
Is it England or Europe? Somewhere over there, man. Just got too infested and became too dirty, and everybody just got sick and had these warps on her. And it, at the end, it pretty much became a bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. I don't know if anybody get that Monty Python reference. I know. Mm-hmm. I did. No, you know, I had the Funko Pop, but, you know, anyways. Sammy, you got anything else to add to this little thing of the dancing plague?
No, just I'm glad I don't dance.
You dance. You just don't know you dance. You're dance. in that altered state of consciousness is what you are, man.
Alcohol makes
you don't,
me
you
dance.
Don't know. You don't know where you're at. You're like, oh, I don't know. I'm just going to take my shirt off and just start
dancing. I did not take my shirt off. Took my hoodie off. I was still shirt. There's picture evidence that I still had a shirt on.
Well, yeah, that's debatable.
Anyways. It was not Photoshop.
Anyways, guys, so this is a little palate cleanser, and if you don't want to hear about any football, go ahead and pause it and go to our next podcast or go to another podcast that's creepy. Or, hey, man, you know what you do? You should go listen to our other old podcasts and see what's up. Catch up if you haven't already caught up already yet. But, yeah, we are talking about football
again. Yeah, that's right, bitches. We tricked y'all. We honey dicked y'all.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
We did.
We fucking honey dicked
you. We did. We tricked you.
Gotcha.
Yep. Sure did.
But we'll keep it short and sweet as well. Basically, yeah. It's a Super Bowl. If you made it, you made it. If you didn't make it, you didn't make it.
Yeah. If you did great on your bracket, then congratulations. You won some money. I really, really thought that I was really going to play the fool on this. But were you right or were you wrong? Were your predictions right or were they wrong?
I don't think so, because I think I had the Saints and Kansas City or the Saints and the Bills.
Do you know definitely what you had?
No, I not really.
Let me look back on my notes, because I do have those notes here.
Not really, but I want to say I did say the Saints go all the way, and then it was either between Kansas City or the Bills. But I think I went with the Bills instead. But
you think you went the Bills?
I think so. I think I went Kansas City Bills.
In the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You had Bills and Saints?
Oh, Bills and Saints, yeah. Bills and Saints.
I had Bills and Bucks. So I had Bills and Bucks. That's what I had. I had Bills and Bucks. Obviously, I lost.
At least you made it farther. I didn't even get any of them.
I got to. Oh, yeah, he did. You didn't. No, man. Didn't, you know, I got, at least I got one team. I told you Brady was going to make it, man. Told you Brady was going to make it. But, so what are your predictions for the game coming up?
It's going to be a slow game.
You think so?
Low scoring.
Like the Super Bowl with Patriots and the Rams. That was a horrible game.
Or like the one where a couple years back where Peyton Manning won, and it was a slow scoring one too.
That was a horrible game. Like, they gifted him that championship just so he could retire. But hey Denver, shout out.
Hey, weren't you there?
Yeah. Anyways,
I think it's gonna be slow scoring.
Speaking of Denver, there's been talks about Luka not re-signing with the Dallas Mavericks, and he may go play with Nikolai Jokic in Denver
the Nuggets.
Yeah, the Nuggets. If he does that, I'm not even a Mavs fan no more. Like, that's it. So no, I'm done with the Mavs. Like, if they lose Luka, that's it. I'm done. Like, I'm just becoming a Denver Nuggets fan, because that's just ridiculous.
So you're just gonna be a one player fan, wherever Luka goes, you go.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because that's just ridiculous, man. Like, the Mavs are trash right now. Like, I think they won last night, but
yeah, they had a 6-game losing streak.
Yeah. And I think they snapped it.
Yeah, they won last night against whoever they played.
And it's just been a terrible, terrible ride this year on being a Mavericks fan. And
see, that always confuses me. Like, how do you go from being like a good squad the season before and then just botching the next season? Like, I know they lost everybody's favorite player, Seth Curry, but
Seth Curry was not that good, bro. I mean, he was good, but he wasn't that good. I don't think that he was that kind of, like, material to put up, like,
a really good
compliment player.
Seth Curry isn't here now, and we've been losing.
He was going to play with his fall, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if that happens, man, whoever's a Mavs fan, you guys need to boycott Mark Cuban, because that dude is just trash right now. Or, you know what? Okay, going back to what you said about them going being from a contender last year to this year, man, a lot of it might have to be do with the head coach. It might have to do with Carlisle. And I think they might just need some new fresh blood in there in the head coaching staff, because, yeah, Carlisle won a championship, and, you know, we're grateful for him for that. But you know, this is a new squad. It's a new team. I mean, it's a new team pretty much. I mean, they need. I think they need just some new blood in there to get the passion back up again. You know, or do something, man. They need to sign.
Well, you also got to take into consideration the fan presence does make a big difference.
Yeah.
And I think as far as right now goes, NBA is not having any.
Yeah, there's fans now. There's some fans now. Yeah, there's fans now. There's some fans now. Uh-huh. Remember Courtside Karen that got into LeBron James' face?
Yeah, but that's LA. You know they're gonna do it for the money.
At least, yeah.
Because I know for sure the Stars have fans in the stadium, and they share the stadium with the Mavs. Mm-hmm. So it's just like maybe a matter of time before they start selling Mavs tickets again.
Yeah, you might be able to find a Mavs ticket. I don't know if they. I thought they were already, but yeah, I could be wrong.
Well, they always sell the season tickets.
Yeah. That's my thoughts on it. So back to football. I have.
You probably got fucking Washington doing it.
Washington doing what?
Winning it.
Washington's not in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, aren't they? Oh, fuck no, bro. It's fucking Bucks.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, man. This dancing plague gets me tired.
Oh, my God. Anyways, so it's Tampa Bay and it's Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, hold on, no, I'll take it back. I actually do hope Tampa Bay wins and the Glazers invest that Super Bowl money into United and we can buy Ronaldo back and get rid of fucking Pogba. So, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, let's go, Brady. Win it. Win it so we can invest that money into the real sports team.
Did you enjoy your 30 minutes on soccer?
Yeah.
I promised him, guys, that on short snippet episodes like this, that he would have 30 to 90 seconds on soccer. And that was his 30 seconds on soccer, because who watches soccer these days?
The whole world.
Yeah, I know. It's like the world's most popular sport. But I'm just not a soccer fan, like, at all. Like, the only soccer I'll watch is, like, the World Cup. That's it. Just because it's, like, everybody, you know? It's like, well, not everybody, but.
I'm talking about the World Cup. Dallas is a city for the next
one. But when?
I think it's the next one.
When is the next one?
Should be around the corner.
No.
Is it every 4 years?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Yeah, that. Yeah, so if you're still with us from that soccer, then, you know, welcome back. Anyways, so prediction for the Super Bowl for me, I do have the Bucks winning. I have them as a better defense. And I think if they can take away Mahomes' safety blanket, which is Travis Kelce, then I think it's going to be a lot easier for them to control that game. Because Travis Kelce pretty much does damn near almost everything. He's a slot guy. He's a down-the-field guy. He's pretty much everything. Tyreek Hill is great, but, I mean, you know, he's a one. Yeah, he can run the ball. He can do, you know, the jet sweep and all that other kind of routes. But I think if you take away Travis Kelce, take away his ability to get the first downs and, you know, keep the chains moving, then I think that you can control the game. And Kansas City is not really a running team, so they really don't have. I mean, they had Le'Veon Bell, but, you know, Le'Veon Bell's not the same player that he was back in Pittsburgh, so. They really don't, like I said, they don't have a running game. So I think if you just take away Kelce, then I think they have a really good shot. If they can't take away Kelce, then, you know, it's going to be really tough for the Bucks to overcome that. So, and then also too, I think they're getting pressure on Mahomes and getting him out the pocket and making them scramble. Yeah, he's a great scramble quarterback as well, but, you know, he's got to take away his weapons and just figure it out. Brady on the other side, I mean, he's got Antonio Brown. He's got Chris Godwin, Mike Evans. He's got two decent running backs, Leonard Fournette and, you know, Rojo. So I think he's got a real good up-tempo shot to win the championship. But that, like I said, that's all speculation. You know, can't deny that Mahomes is a really good quarterback. So, you know, he can pretty much make nothing into something. So I'm not taking away that aspect of him. So we'll have to see what happens on Sunday. Back to you.
Shoot, hopefully, man, you know what I just realized? You could have polls on Instagram. You should throw one up on the pod.
I'll throw one up.
See who thinks
Mm-hmm.
See what you guys think about the
predictions. By the time you hear this episode, what time is this episode going up?
Friday, hopefully.
If tomorrow.
Goes, yeah, sometime okay. tomorrow.
What time?
Early?
Early? I hope. Early? Oh, okay. I will have the poll up by 9:30? 9:30?
Yeah, it should be up by 9:30.
See what it is? Keep it up till we'll see what happens. And other than that, man, do you have anything else?
No, I think that's about it, man. Dancing yeah. Plagues and
football.
Football.
Merchandise.
Oh, shit, yeah. We getting shirts, guys.
Oh, shit, just us, though. Not the listeners. We don't want a closet full of merch.
We're getting shirts and hoodies.
That yo. Nobody wants to buy. But we want to buy them because they look cool.
With the new logo.
With our new logo that we bought because I bought the copyrights for it. So we're good on that.
But if you guys know us personally and you want a shirt, I'm sure we can work something out with our shirt maker.
Our shirt maker. Want to drop a handle?
I don't know how to say it. I do not know how to pronounce it.
Hold on, guys. Bear with me real quick. She not only does shirts, but she also does cups. And when I say cups, I mean like designer cups. She did a cup for you, right?
Well, for River.
Oh, okay.
She hasn't put it down. She puts her Tampico in there, her Kool-Aid, her iced tea, her water. Any drink this little girl has, it goes in that cup.
It's called, it's at Instagram at Create Glam Jazz. That's Create Glam Jazz.
J-A-S. The Z or a
J-A-S. S is in Sam. So, yeah. Shout out. There's a shout out right there. It's a drop. Dropped you a handle.
Oh, and here's the thing. I think she was telling us she still had a couple, like, Valentine sets that she made. So, if you fucked up and didn't get your girl something, there you go.
Yeah, go in there. Pick something out. You know, so. So, yeah, guys. That's going to be it for this episode. If you stuck around all the way to the end of this episode, we love you.
Even though you got honey dicked.
Even though you got honey dicked, we love you. And we hope that you find what you're looking for.
Later.